Miami Dolphins officials say the improvements to Sun Life Stadium would include new seats closer to the field, better concessions, and a canopy roof that would shield fans from the elements. Dolphins owner Steve Ross says the estimated cost for the upgrade is $400 million.
I'm prepared to put up more than half the money for doing this. Okay? Because, yes, it will be good for the Dolphins, yes. But it's got to win for everybody.
The Dolphins say they've located two possible sources of public money for the project. One is a $3 million annual sales tax rebate on items sold at the stadium. The other would be increasing the bed tax on mainland Miami-Dade hotels. Although the latter would affect more tourists than locals, it's still likely to be a hard sell in Miami-Dade, where a new Marlins ballpark was built with hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars. Dolphins CEO Mike D says he's aware of the angst over what he calls the ballpark to the south.
In my conversations with electeds in a general way, I don't get the sense that there was an opposition to supporting things that made sense for the community. There's an opposition to bad deals for the community.
Miami is competing against San Francisco to host Super Bowl 50 in 2016. If the renovation plan is approved by state and local lawmakers, Miami Dolphins officials say Sun Life Stadium could be ready for the big game. I'm Christine DiMattei in Miami.